Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Dot Dash plays live from my family room.
Really? Dot Dash? How did you book them?
Easy. I sent them a coded message.
Hey, thanks everybody. This is what everybody's been waiting for. This is the last day Dot Dash is about to play for us, so let's get ready. First of all, really quick, just want to thank the Linehans for being amazing hosts here in their home. Thank you so much, Jim and Katie. I want to thank John Beckley from Potbelly for bringing some grub for everybody to eat. Thank you, John. Delicious as always. I want to thank Dave Bishop for the Bish for hauling the equipment over here in his car last night. I really appreciate it. And last but not least, the amazing Jasper Colt for helping us out with Facebook Live. Thank you, Jasper, and all the sound and everything. And Barrett Reese all the way from Pittsburgh, PA, man. Come on. You got to give it up for that. House party. Dude's awesome. We last saw him at the Best, so it's great to see you, man, and thanks for coming. Ladies and gentlemen, Dot Dash.
From here to eternity.
Parachute Paralyzed. Thank you.
station, hanging from a power line, carriages singing, bells were ringing out, yeah.
Thank you. Do you want to do Dead Letter Raise?
Yeah, we can do that.
What do you guys think?
Yeah. It was a
bad hand right from the start. A bad joker in the Queen of Hearts. It wasn't on the cards. Or written in the sky. But you can't win them all. In fact, you might lose it all. It's just how it is. Don't pay attention. There won't be a quiz. Red letter days. Blue skies turn gray. And rain falls straight on your face. But you can't erase the tears that you taste. The rodeo, drinking like Edgar Allan Poe. Somebody's gotta do it. I don't care if you can see right through it. God, you can't win them all. In fact, you might lose it all. It's just how it is. Don't pay attention. There won't be a quiz. Red letter days. Blue skies turn gray and rain falls straight on your face. But you can't erase the tears that you taste.
Saying this is the greatest podcast we've ever played.
Thanks a lot. So we really want to say thanks a lot to all of you, most of all. But of course, Jim and Mrs. Jim, who I can't remember her name, but I met her. And I waved to her. I'm sorry, I waved to you in the SUV and was like, who is that weird dude? Like, standing in the street waving. But I saw you came out of the house and I was like, this poor woman, like these weird people coming in, you know. Not you guys, me and him. So, thank you so much for having us. It's really been a really, you know,
yeah,
just super nice.
This is actually, like, honestly, I think maybe the funnest gig we've ever done.
He says that all the time.
Just like when you're in between lost in the great blue green. Return to the dream. It's just like when you're in between, lost in the great blue green.
Well, normally we believe in always leave them wanting less, but tonight we're going to stop while we're ahead of the game, as far as we get ahead of the game. But thank you again. We really appreciate it.
Oh, can't we play one more? We could do Flowers.
One more song.
We could do the No One More Flowers.
Not sure how this will sound, but we'll give it a whirl.
I bought it on a never never. I went out in unfair weather. Ticking boxes, boxing clever. Under heavy manners, love and favor. It goes on.
Everyone, thanks guys, that was great. Was that seriously great?
Yeah,
all right, stick around everyone, we got a lot of beer to drink.
All Okay, so our thanks to Dot Dash. Wasn't that great?
That was fantastic. It really was one of the most fun shows we've had. And for them to come out and play all those songs, too, was really great. They prepared a little set for us, which was just fabulous.
They sounded fantastic, mm-hmm. I thought. And everyone in the crowd, I think, really enjoyed it, too. So thanks, everybody who came over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was what a great crowd of people.
We had an amazing crowd of people.
Yeah.
And I want to tell the listeners, too, that a big thing that really keeps the show going, I think, from our perspective, that motivates us is just the response we get from listeners. And I would say it was evident here in the house because probably about half the people who were here, I did not know before we started recording this show.
I know.
I've met them because they become listeners of
the
podcast. And then they're here enjoying live music from Dot Dash. It's, it was so much fun.
Fabulous. It really was. Thanks so much to everybody who came out. And Barrett coming all the way from Pennsylvania was fantastic. Just so cool. And the Bish made an appearance, which was awesome.
Yeah. A rare Bish sighting.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, you know, he stayed and carried all the gear, which was really great and helpful. And it's awesome to see Jasper Cold again. And his help was just invaluable in getting everything going. It was really great.
So one thing we didn't do a good enough job of this week is really promoting where people can hear and buy Dot Dash's music. So you can hear it pretty easily because they're on the streaming services.
Yes,
so if you go on the streaming services and you just look up Dot Dash, except for one song that apparently is by some other Dot Dash, you're going to see all six of their albums, I think, on the streaming services. You can listen to all of that. And we encourage you to do so. But
that's right.
Even more so, you know, give the band some support. Go and buy the record. And there's a couple ways you can do that, right, Patrick?
That's right. You can go to their label site, which is thebeautifulmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that will take you right to the store they have there. And you can see they're the featured release right now, The Beautiful Music. And I believe all their records are available there. You can also find them on Bandcamp as well.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. And I believe you can download the digital discography of the band, dot-dc.bandcamp.com.
There you go.
And you can get it there. You can buy their entire digital discography, Jim, for the low, low price of $34.
That's right.
That's pretty
amazing. All of that.
All their songs.
Or if you're into CDs still, and we hope, you know, we like it when people like to have the physical release.
Yep.
You can go through, as you mentioned, the Beautiful Music. So, to recap, you can get the digital downloads. You can go to dot-dc.bandcamp.com or you can buy the physical product at thebeautifulmusic.com.
Correct.
And you can also, you can find Dot Dash on Facebook, on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They do some stuff there, so you can follow them as well.
Give them a follow.
And they also have a video for Unfair Weather on YouTube. So you can find that too. They actually shot a music video.
Oh, yeah. I saw some of that. It's really cool.
It has scenes of them playing at DC9.
Yeah.
And then some scenes of them sort of walking around.
It's neat.
The DC area. And, it's really good. So do that as well.
And they've got a gig coming up on January 5th at the American Legion Post.
So, is that right?
Yeah. That's pretty cool, man. I think that's going to be cool.
All right. So thanks again. We loved it. It was a lot of fun. Also, maybe we'll have some more bands play in the family room in the future.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, if you know anyone. Hop along if they want to stop by. That'd be cool.
Stop by. Yeah. There was talk of Miley Cyrus, I think.
I think she might drop by. Yeah. Well, we know a little bit about the Cyruses. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that could happen.
Yeah.
All right. Thus endeth another week of Rock in the Suburbs.
A special week.
Please tell your friends about the show. Please, you know, in this case, you know, tell your friends, hey, you can listen to live music from a really cool band on the show. How many podcasts do that for you?
Not that many.
Not that many.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusive content, exclusive live recording.
Tell
people about it. We appreciate that you subscribe for yourself, but it also would really help us out to, you know, pass the word along.
It would make a huge difference. Yeah, just that one person that you turn on to us would be really awesome.
Just, you know, next time somebody comes over to the house, just, you know, force them, sit down, listen to the show, listen to this live performance by Dot Dash. Also, we would encourage you to please rate and review the show on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. You can, we're at like 95 reviews or 95 ratings, I should say.
Right,
and
ratings.
We want to get to 100 by the end of the year.
Just
Come on.
We
need five
people.
More of those by my math.
Yeah.
Also, but the review also really helps too. If you can just put a little sentence or something in there, that'd be cool. You can find us also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod. You can email us rock@suburbspod.com.
Do that.
All the big bands out there want to get booked on the show, that's where you can contact us,
yep.
our people. Also, you can call and leave a message. We play the messages from time to time. 612-440-1984.
All right,
I think that's it. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you later.
Thanks again.
Yeah, when we go to do that week on the Monochrome set, we'll definitely have those guys in.